Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. There's a lot happening at the State House today. I'm going to start with a message from Wabanaki Alliance Executive Director Molly and Bryant. They are having a lobbying day today, and that starts at 9 a.m. So if you're not there, you probably aren't heading that way. But she also wanted to let everyone know that the State of the Tribes address that was supposed to be taking place today has been postponed until next year. She did not give a reason, but that address has been postponed. So if you're heading to Augusta for that, be aware. You can get more information about the Wabanaki Alliance and what they're working on at wabanakialliance.com, and you can find out more about the legislation at legislature.maine.gov. Meanwhile, the folks from Maine All Care, the state chapter of Physicians for a National Health Program, will also be at the State House today. They are inviting proponents of universal health care to join them in Augusta this afternoon for a public hearing starting at 1 o'clock. That's what it's scheduled for. You should always double check. They write, quote, "The Maine Legislature's Joint Standing Committee on Health Coverage, Insurance, and Financial Services will hold a public hearing on two transformational health care bills that will establish a universal health care plan in Maine. The hearing is scheduled for 1 p.m. in room 220 of the Cross Building." Their message continues, quote, "The hearing comes days after the Portland Press-Herald called on the governor and the legislature to take bold action to address what they called Maine's terrifying health care crisis. LD 1883, an act to enact the All Maine Health Act, and LD 1269, resolved to study the costs and funding of a universal health care plan for Maine, are the two bills that they will be working on this afternoon." Maine All Care provides some background and more information about what the bills will do. Quote, 40% of Maine's hospitals are at risk of closing. In 2023, over 80,000 Mainers had no health insurance, and even more were underinsured. Over 40% of Mainers have medical debt, making it the leading cause of bankruptcy in Maine. Maine's healthcare workforce is an ongoing crisis with significant provider gaps. Over half of America's healthcare administrative costs are estimated to be wasteful. The problems only compound with time. Maine must act to ensure Mainers have healthcare as well as the healthcare providers and emergency care Mainers need. Amid federal funding uncertainty, it's the responsibility of the 132nd Legislature to forge a path forward for healthcare in Maine. LD 1269 and LD 1883 create the guardrails and set the expectations for healthcare in our state. This memo from Maine All Care goes on to explain what the two bills would do. LD 1269 tasks the Maine Office of Affordable Healthcare with conducting a comprehensive feasibility study on how a publicly funded universal healthcare system could work in Maine. This includes analyzing both costs and funding mechanisms. The study will use 1883, an act to enact the Maine All Care Act, a universal health care model introduced in collaboration with Representative Anne-Marie Mastracchio, as a foundation for the fiscal study. And that LD 1883 proposes a comprehensive coverage for all Mainers, including dental, hearing, vision, and other medically necessary services. The plan eliminates surprise billing and requires no deductibles or co-payments. Under this model, no Mainer would go without health care. Before it could be implemented, the Maine All Care Health Plan would require the completion and approval of a fiscal analysis similar to that called for in the bill that we mentioned first, LD 1269. End quote. You can go to their website if you'd like to get more details on those plans and why Maine All Care is advocating for them. Their website is maineallcare.org, and the legislature's website, again, is legislature.maine.gov. And remember, you can watch these meetings live via the stream from the website that I just mentioned if you can't make it to Augusta to see the hearings or work sessions yourself. These are scheduled to start at 1 p.m. this afternoon. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.